بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, on the subject that we were talking about yesterday, related to that is the subject of the company we keep. I mentioned that yesterday, if you remember, which means our friends. Who do we hang out with? Who are close to us? Who, in Arabic language, in English, we have only one word, which is friend. And if you want to talk about a friend or different degree of closeness of friends, we have to add on words. Close friend, old friend, and so on. But in the Arabic language, there are many words, each denoting a different level of friendship. So if you look at the friends we have different kinds of friends. We have acquaintances, people we just say, Salaam Alaikum, Walaikum Salaam. Sadly, most of the people we meet in the masjid are like that. We don't even know their names. We know the face. Yeah, I see this guy, everybody. Who is he? I don't know. What does he do? I have no idea. Then we have a second level, which is people we actually know face to face. Maybe we know them a little bit. Then we have a third level, which is people we are very close to, who come home to us. We go to their homes. We know their, you know, may not be secrets, but we definitely know a lot about them and their lives and their trials and tribulations and their hopes and aspirations. Different levels. Now, why is this important? Because this influences who we are. As they say, there are many sayings in English. One saying is that you are the sum of five of your friends. Five of your close friends is you. You are the sum of five of your close friends. Another quote in English, they say, tell me who his friends are, I will tell you who he is. So person is influenced by the company that he or she keeps. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran two kinds of friends. In Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that on the day of judgment, there will be people, and see the beauty of the bayan of the Quran, the description is so beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there will be people who will be biting their hands with regret. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said they will bite the hand all the way to the elbow. Now think about this. Sometimes what happens, you know, if you miss something by one number or some game you are playing or something, the instant reaction is to, you know, you put your finger, you bite your hand. This is a very common reflex reaction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, people will be biting their hands, not because they missed out on the lottery, but because of the kind of friends they had. And on the day of judgment, they see themselves, they see that this is my state today. I am in this big time problem now because of my friends. And they will say this. They will bite their hands with regret. And what will they say?
وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. And remember the day when the zalim, the criminal, will bite at his hands. And he will say, oh, would that I had taken a path with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ah, woe to me, what I had never taken. Woe to me that I had never taken so and so as a friend.
They will say this, I wish this person was not my friend. And on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, there will be other people. And Allah described the situation. And he said that on that day, right, the word there is Khalil. I mean Khalil. Right? In Arabic, Khalil is a very, very close friend. Very close friend. He's not Zamil. He's also a friend. Khalil is very close friend. So, I wish so-and-so was not my close friend. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned, and he said that,
الأخلاءُ يومئذٍ بعضهم لبعضٍ عدوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ Friends, akhilla, close friends, on that day will be enemies of one another, except al-muttaqoon.
Except the muttaqin. On the day of judgment, these people who were so close in this world, they will not only ignore, they will not only refuse to recognize, they will become enemies. Now, there is a big difference, right? I mean, somebody can look through you and walk away. And you say, what happened to this guy? I mean, I know this guy. I'm saying salam to him. And, you know, my brother Fakir Hussain is walking away like he doesn't know me. He never saw me. So, that will hurt me. But, you know, okay, so something happened. Maybe he is preoccupied. His mind is, no. This is actual enemy. Means what? He will say, Allah, put this fellow into Jahannam, not me. They will become enemies. Friends, who? Akhilla. Akhilla is the plural of Khalil. So the close friends in this world will become enemies of one another. Illa al-muttaqeen. Except the muttaqeen. So therefore, what kind of friends should we have? People of taqwa. People who are concerned about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People whose lives are revolving around what will please Allah. Anything that displeases Allah, I will not do. Now, that is why it is very important, especially when we say friends, also to make sure that you spend time in the company of such friends. Go to their houses, invite them to your houses, take your children with you. Right? Do whatever COVID protection you want to do, but I'm just saying that as far as the company is concerned, it's not sufficient, it's not simply enough to meet in the masjid, say, salam alaikum, wa alaikum salam, you go home, you go to your, I go to my house. No. Go there. And not in parties, right? Not in parties, not in some occasion. Normal times, because in parties and occasion and so on, everybody is busy doing various things. You know, the host is busy, you are busy. You go in a normal time. Just go sit there, stay with them. Don't spend the whole night in there. Just spend an hour or something. People learn. There's another wonderful saying in English, that children will ignore what parents say, but they always imitate what parents do. And I say that children, and of course this applies also to everybody, listen with their eyes. Not with their ears. They listen with their eyes. They don't care what you say until they see what you do. So therefore it's very important for us to be in the company of people who are muttaqoon. Then you pick up those things from them. Very, very important. And if you have good friends, there's a beautiful story about Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. So Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was dying, his last moments of the earth. And he was dying, he was lying in his bed. And he was very, very sad. Very sad. So a friend of his came to visit. And that is why you should have good friends. His friend came to visit. So Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, he said to him, you know, there is not a inch, there is not a spot in my body that does not have the scar of a sword or a spear or an arrow. He said, from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, every inch of my body has a wound, has the scar of one wound or another. He said, throughout my life, I went into the thickest of the fighting, seeking shahada, seeking to die in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he said, look at me, today I am dying in my bed like a camel. Like a camel dies in its stable, I am dying in my bed like a camel. And obviously he's very sad, he's very, very sad. Why did I not get shahada, even though I went behind it? And that's why I said, you once have good friends. His friend said to him, he said, listen, inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the daraja that you want. This is minallahi ta'ala. He said, but your fate was sealed the day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam gave you the title of Saifullah. How can the sword of Allah fall in battle? He said, there is no way that you could be killed. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa gave you that title, he said, that was the seal for you. There is no way that you could have been defeated or you could have been killed in battle. Now imagine how much of comfort this would have given to Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu at that time. How does it happen? Because he has the right kind of friend. And that's why I remind myself and you, let us look for, alhamdulillah, we are surrounded by good people. Seek the company of people. Seek the company of scholars. Seek the company of people of knowledge. Because Rasulullah said, I want to end with this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, they asked him, who is a good friend? He said, a good friend is one who reminds you of Allah. Three things. He reminds you of Allah. In his company, you remember the Akhirah. And you learn something new from him. Three things. Reminds you of Allah. In his company, you learn you remember the Akhirah. So you don't do anything wrong and so on. And you learn something new from that person. Whatever the thing is, you learn something new from that person. Somebody of knowledge. So let us seek such people. Alhamdulillah, there are people everywhere in the world. It's just that we have to open our eyes and we have to be humble enough to seek their company. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will benefit us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.